You've tuned in to The Money Mentor. I'm Liza Frampton, and today I'm joined by Matt Argue, a very qualified money mentor. Matt, thank you so much for being here. Now, I've got to tell you, Matt, you today are the expert, and to all of you listening, I want you to know that I am just like you. I am learning from Matt. You know, just like so many of you, I want financial security, I want peace of mind, just like so many of us. Well, Matt's going to help us out on that journey today. We're going to be talking specifically about mediation. What does God say about going to court and suing and mediation? Matt has a company called Christian Mediation. So we're so excited to talk to you, Matt. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here today, Liza. Thank you very much.
All right. Tell us now, what would people come to you for? Christian mediation, is this an alternative to somebody going to court, suing somebody else?
Yeah, I would say so. It's really an alternative to filing or being involved in a lawsuit. The Bible is very clear and gives a strong statement that Christians should not be suing one another. However, prior to mediation as an alternative, Christians are really stuck with no other alternative.
All right. Yeah, you mentioned scripture. I mean, I've got one right here that I want to ask you about, because you said scripture doesn't want you to go to court, doesn't want you to sue.
Correct.
This one, it says, it's from Luke 6, verse 35 and 36. It says, "Love your enemies and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great in heaven, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful." And give us your wisdom on that.
Well, I think that's a very challenging verse. When it talks about loving your enemies, that's one of the things that I would say Christians are generally known for or challenged to do. It also talks in this verse about lending and hoping for nothing in return, which I think is a challenge for any of us. What I would suggest about this verse is that it's a challenge to Christians. And when Christians are involved in conflict, they have choices as to how they're going to handle that conflict. I'm encouraging them not to go the lawsuit route, but I'm not saying that they shouldn't deal with those conflicts or seek ways to resolve them. And that doesn't necessarily mean you lay down and give up your rights.
Okay. And yet when people hear the word mediation, they might think that. Why don't you give us an idea of what we might come to you with if we don't want to sue somebody or we don't want to get involved in the court process? How does it work? How does mediation work? A lot of people aren't even familiar with that.
Well, I think the way I'd look at it first is that we're all involved in conflicts every day in our lives. We have conflicts in our families. We have conflicts in our workplaces. We have conflicts in our businesses. Christian mediations is really designed and focused on conflicts that rise to the level of needing to do something like a lawsuit. But with a Christian, you're faced with a scripture that says you can't file lawsuits. So what do you do? Mediation is really the way to come together and biblically resolve your disputes.
So I know we hear that a lot. I've heard it a lot. You know, as a Christian, don't file a lawsuit. So is that something we should never do according to the Word of God?
No, God's word doesn't say never to file a lawsuit. Where that comes from is Matthew chapter 18, and it lays out a process there, a four-step process, if you will. First step is if you have a conflict with someone, go to them directly, try to resolve it. If you can't resolve it by that means, then bring in a third party, which would be a neutral party, and also I think a mediator would qualify for that. If you can't resolve it at that point, the next step would be to go to your church elders or pastors and have them make a binding decision similar to an arbitration, which you would live with. If, however, you can't get the other party to cooperate in any of those three places, then you're left with the alternative of resolving it legally, which would be to go to court.
So if we follow those steps, because a lot of people I know think, oh, no, we're not supposed to ever file. Okay, so that's good. If we just listen to God's word and obey that, we're okay.
Well, and I'd like to interject, too, that prior to there being a company like Christian Mediations, if you were a Christian and you had a serious dispute, you were sort of stuck because many times you couldn't get the resolution through going through those steps alone. Even if you go through your church sometimes, there comes a point in time where you just kind of hit a brick wall and you can't get any further with your dispute. What my heart is as a being trained as an attorney and having been involved in disputes for 15 years as an attorney, that I bring to the table the skills of resolving cases and resolving disputes. In addition to that, I bring my other biblical background and training and bring the two together to give a real option other than a court.
So let's talk about that a little bit. So you were an attorney. You practiced law for about 15 years. Is that what you told me?
I did. I was an attorney and a partner in a good-sized law firm in downtown San Diego.
And then you left that and went to Bible college.
I did. I went to Calvary Chapel Bible College up in Murrieta for approximately 2 years. And prior to that time, I had taken an interest in biblical counseling and resolution, and it just sort of developed both my legal career and my career or interest in the Bible to bring them together into mediation.